Do you have a topic?
No.
No? Fuck. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not bad. How was your week?
I wasn't too bad. We were supposed to get this major hurricane, so I thought I'd take a long weekend and hunker down, and yeah, didn't get nothing.
Yeah, it completely passed Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of bumming.
My parents weren't so lucky, but they're okay, so.
Do they have power?
Yes, actually, they said that it flickered a couple times and then stayed on, so.
They're very lucky.
They are, because there's like 3 million people without power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you and I have lived through our fair share of hurricanes.
We have. Several in a row.
I think it was the year before I moved away. We were hit by like 3 in like 3 weeks or something. It was insane. And it seemed like each successive one like lasted longer. Because didn't we have one that lasted like 2 days over Central Florida?
I don't remember.
No? Because I remember the place that we worked actually closed, and they were closed for like 2 days. And I remember like sitting in my apartment for like 2 whole days watching the hurricane blow through. I don't know.
I don't remember that. I do remember that place being closed and then having to go into work and yeah, you know, move dead trees and stuff that were in the way.
Yeah, that was always fun.
Show up
at 6 o'clock in the morning to be on branch patrol.
Yeah. Happy to have a degree.
Yeah, hey. So do I. And look what I do for a living. Anyway. So, nothing exciting happened this week?
No, it was an incredibly quiet week. Very boring.
I was in Walmart this week.
Really? That's rare for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was walking along minding my own business. And I had my head down. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Stopped in there to get some stuff on my way home. And being that I now have a child, when you pass a certain smell, you kind of know what it is right away, whether it's throw up or poop or whatever. And I walked past these two people, and I went, "What the hell?" I was like, "That baby needs to be changed. Smells like shit." And I turned around, there was no baby. It was this dude who smelled like shit. Like, really bad, too. Like, how do you not know?
Well, maybe you do know, and that's kind of, you know, what you're into.
Is that like a conscious decision?
Yeah, I guess.
Because, I mean, he was with somebody. And you can't, unless you were, like, so stoned or drunk that you're just not aware that you shit yourself? I don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe he had no other options. He couldn't find an empty coffee can or, you know.
Walmart has a bathroom. They sell toilet. There's free toilet paper in the bathroom.
Yeah, but
shit your pants, there's a whole department in Walmart where you can go get a new pair.
But what if he doesn't have the money? What if he's just walking around Walmart so he's not out in the cold, harsh elements of Arkansas
95
in August? Well, maybe he was escaping the heat. You know?
Okay. I don't know. I found it very strange. It's one of those things I was like, that's just fucking disgusting.
Well, that's all right. I remember once I was in a Home Depot.
Yeah.
Buying some lumber. And there was a couple in the next row. And just say it was low tide. It's like, okay, if I can smell this from the next row over, why don't you, standing next to the bitch, realize it?
You smell stinky.
It's like, ma'am, did you just have a tuna sub? I didn't think so. Could you air that thing out somewhere else?
Maybe they were buying wood to make her her own little apartment so that the dude didn't have to smell it.
I don't know. It was pretty bad. It's like, wow. He's so lucky.
I guess.
Yeah. Just don't understand why some people don't have, like, a personal hygiene meter. They go, oh, I smell great. Really?
You think like the, everybody's front door should have like a little sensor in it?
See, I still go back to the concept that I'm just going to go door to door every morning. And when you're coming out of the house, I go, nope, you need to change. You need to wash. You need to sew that thing shut, whatever it takes to be acceptable out in the world.
Right.
Because people are just too damn stupid. They really are. I mean, people are, come on.
Hey, I live in the middle of stupid, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just really... We're doomed. We really are. There's... You know, I mean, there's no hope for us as a people, as a race.
You don't think we'll evolve into something better?
No, I think the ships are going to show up and just... blow us away and you know, hope for better the next time.
Okay, well, I guess I could see that,
because, you know, we're just too goddamn stupid. That's all there is to it.
Well, what about the 10% of us, and I include you in that number, John, that are above the stupidity?
You know, I just don't think there's any hope.
You think
when
they're...
it's 90% morons, what are we going to do? Kill them all off and start the world over again?
Well, we should.
I don't know. Because, you know, a lot of smart people aren't attractive. And you really want to do that? You want to have a race of ugly smart people? I mean, imagine if everybody looked like Bill Gates.
Well, yeah.
Or Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
Or,
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. Exactly.
I need to have somebody change my diaper.
Yeah. See? You know, it's coming to an end very soon. That's all I'm saying.
You think like things like the earthquake and now the hurricane on the East Coast, you think things like that are warning signs?
I don't think it's a warning sign. I just think it's the world trying to right itself.
You think like it's trying to kill people off?
Well, yeah. I think it's trying to rebalance things.
That was my theory about the tsunamis. It's like it's the world saying there's too many of you fuckers. Time to clear some of you off.
Well, definitely. I mean, we're at a point where the world is overpopulated.
Oh yeah.
And what is it? Something like 10% of the world of the world's population controls 90% of the wealth.
1%.
1%. See, even
1% of the population in America controls 90% of the wealth.
See, that's.
But it's people
just
like Bill
time
Gates.
To move on, people. That's all there is to it.
You know, when Apple has more money than the United States government. You know, there's an issue. But, you know, there's never been a time in Earth's history where there's been as many people on the planet as there is right now. We've reached...
Well, how do we know that?
Well...
We really don't know that because,
scientists.
You know, people... Are you sure they're scientists? They're not just placed there by Satan to mislead us? See, because all those people who were living back with the dinosaurs... You know, they didn't really keep diaries. They didn't blog.
You mean like Noah?
Exactly. And have you seen the size of those dinosaurs? How the hell did he get two T-Rexes on the Ark?
He didn't. That's what caused their extinction.
Oh, I don't know.
At least that's what I've heard from other people. Did I tell you that story?
No.
I worked with a guy who is very, very religious, goes to church every Sunday, blah, blah, blah. And we were in a meeting one day, and somebody asked him if he believed in dinosaurs. And he said yes. And they said, well, when do you think that they were on Earth? And he said, oh, about the time of Noah. And that the flood is what killed them. And I was like, so Noah lived 65 million years ago? Because it's kind of a fact that that's when dinosaurs roamed the Earth. That's about the time they all disappeared. And he didn't really want to answer that. And that's the kind of people that are living here in Arkansas. I don't know, dude.
Arkansas sounds like such a lovely place.
Doesn't it, though? Don't you want to come and live here?
I do want to live there. I would like to move to Arkansas.
You can come live in my basement.
Where most people in Arkansas live.
It's a big basement.
Uh-huh.
You got plenty of room down here. No?
That sounds great. Okay. I'm going to pack now.
All right. I'll expect you here in 2 days. Go.
Okay. I'll walk.
So, did you guys feel the earthquake at all?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Was it felt in Florida at all? Do you know?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they said that they felt it as far north as Toronto, so...
Wow.
And as far west as Chicago, but I don't know. It was only like a 5.6.
But still...
I guess. I don't know. So what else is going on?
Oh, you know, not too much. You know, just one of those days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been kind of a slow week here, too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, I think it would have been better for the coverage of the hurricane if maybe they had, did a live episode of Jersey Shore or something.
There was somebody on Twitter. There's a Twitter handle out there that's called Jesus M. Christ, and he tweeted something before the hurricane that said, "As long as you keep making episodes of Jersey Shore, this is going to keep happening."
I would believe it. I would believe it.
And one of our friends, put something on there that I actually laughed at. He said that he, after the hurricane, he wanted to see Kanye West get on the TV and say that when it hit the Jersey Shore that Barack Obama doesn't like orange people.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because Snooki's orange.
Yes, she is. She's a little orange troll.
She is, but, you know, the situation tapped that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, he's not from New Jersey, so you can't blame that.
But he's representing the lovely state of New Jersey.
I know, sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Because everybody thinks that that's what everybody's like there.
Well, they are.
No, they're not.
Between that and the Real Housewives, you know, you people are just ignorant people.
I know, so there's... Real Housewives in New Jersey. There's Jersey Shore. What the hell's his name? Cake Boss. He's actually got two shows, so he's representing twice. You got Jerseylicious. And there's a Repo show on True TV about, I guess the hook is that they're all big and fat. And they like repo boats and shit off the Jersey Shore.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jersey's being represented a lot these days, and it's all the wrong kind of fucking representation. I think, like, True TV now has, like, four, like, car towing shows.
That's, well, you know, once again, that shows us how pathetic we are as a race. when you can turn on the TV and watch an episode of Hillbilly Hand Fishing.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's just it's all these friggin' channels that have to now program 24 hours a day instead of, like, you know, whatever it was, the when they would go off at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Well, that's when you show infomercials, like Magic Bullet.
Right. The name of that show on True TV is called Bear Swamp Recovery.
And that takes place on the Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Bear Swamp Recovery.
Yeah, hang on. I'll send you the link. Because you have to see these people. The thing on the webpage says there's big stuff happening in Jersey. The boys of Bear Swamp Recovery are large and in charge, taking on careless vacationers and millionaire beachfront snobs, and always nabbing their vehicle in the end. Bear Swamp has never heard of a job that's too big to take on. But now, with a grown son, they're having some growing pains. Will they be able to keep it together? And there's, like, pictures of these big fat guys that...
Well, there's the old guy with the hat and the cane who looks like the grandfather on Pawn Stars.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I think that's where this all kind of started, was the whole family dynamic. And actually, I guess it started before that with, like, American Chopper. But now it's like, how fat can you get the person? How fucked up do they have to be screaming at each other? And, you know. Yeah, but I mean, like, if you just look at the shit that's on True TV now, South Beach Towing, and that's
that's
J-Lo's thing. They have something called Big Brian the Fortune Seller. Oh, I guess that's going to be like a, like an auction. Okay, so you got Bear Swamp Recovery, you've got South Beach Tow, Lizard Lick Towing, Operation Repo, and South Beach Tow. I already said that one, so that's four.
See, once
why
again.
I got a question. Why is Wipeout part of True TV lineup?
Well,
that's kind of weird.
Look at the idiots on Wipeout.
Well, yeah. Oh, there's something you need to click on, John. If you go up to TV shows, click on Hulk Hogan's MCW. It combines wrestling and your favorite thing in the world.
Little people?
Yep. The thing says, you've seen professional wrestling on TV, but are you ready for the most extreme pro wrestling league ever to hit the ring? Hulk Hogan brings you Micro Championship Wrestling, home of the world's most outrageous professional athlete performers, and they're all under 5 feet tall. That means my wife could go wrestle. MCW's wrestlers are serious athletes, entertaining thousands of fans as they kick, body slam, and clothesline their way to a title shot. Yeah. If you like midgets, you can watch them just wipe each other out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put that on the DVR.
So, yeah, I mean, Jersey, for what it's being represented as on TV these days, it's just heartbreaking because that's not the way it is there. It's not like the old days when MTV used to come down in the summer to Point Pleasant Beach and do their, like, summer house thing.
Oh, those were the days.
It was. And now
and
it's
Jerry Springer would come down and do his show. And
yeah, I can't believe he's still on TV. What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just another sign of the apocalypse. That's all it is. You know, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are separating.
They said that's a big lie.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Well,
come on. The report said that he came home early to find Jada Pinkett with Mark Anthony. And he turned around and left the house crying. He was Ali, for Christ's sakes. You don't think he would have picked up Mark Anthony by his scrawny little neck and put him through a wall? No?
No. He's probably very sensitive.
He probably would have been like, look, I'm the Fresh Prince, bitch.
Mark Anthony would have cut him. He would have cut him. That's all there is to it.
I don't know, man. I think he would have whipped his ass.
Really?
Yeah.
That could be a pay-per-view event.
Mark Anthony in one corner, Ali in the other.
Yeah. And then they could, like, box for who gets to go first.
Do you think Will Smith, every time he'd hit him, like, he'd give a line from one of his movies? Like, he'd just pound him in the face and go, I've got to get me one of these?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just a thought.
Yeah, I don't think so. But thanks for sharing.
I'm trying to make conversation.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know, I mean, last week we had such a great run. We're talking about, you know, aliens and stuff. And what do you think about, you know, favorite characters from the movies and what kind of mental illnesses that they kind of represent?
Okay. Like what? Give me an example.
Well, like Sherlock Holmes, okay? He was always into...
He was a cocaine addict, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but it's not a mental illness.
No. Okay.
But he was always, like, looking for clues. He was always digging through stuff. He was always, like, distracted by this little minutia. Right. I think he had Asperger's.
Or ADD.
Or ADD, which could be Asperger's, because we really don't know what Asperger's are anymore.
Right.
Well, what about Ariel from The Little Mermaid? Think about it. She was a hoarder.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, her boyfriend's ship sinks, and what does she do? She steals all of his crap and puts it in her room. And her father's yelling at her. But, you know, she's not listening because, you know, the hoarders are the last one to admit they have a problem.
Well, you know, if you think about it, and let's just take Disney characters for example, you know, there's a whole reason why, like, women fall for the wrong kind of guys, because if you look at Disney princesses and the people that they fall in love with, they're either thieves or, you know, they're macking on chicks that are sleeping, or, you know, there's a whole range of bad behavior that's kind of being touted as Prince Charming. So,
well, it's being reinforced.
It is. Yeah. And when girls see that, they're like, oh, that's what a guy's supposed to be. It's like, no. I just watched Tangled with my daughter, and the dude is like a thief.
Yes, he is.
And
he's a bad boy, because girls like bad boys.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess that's the whole theory behind it. But, I mean,
you just wait till Zeb shows up to take her for a date in the... His Bronco with the three tires and the wagon wheel on the other one.
No, because I'm going to do the good old Italian father thing.
Where lock her in until she's 20?
No. You bring the kid in and you're sitting there and you're preparing sausages to cook for spaghetti.
Oh.
And you have a meat cleaver and you start whacking at the sausages going, you know you're not going to hurt my daughter, right? Whack! You understand that this represents you, right? Whack! You know, that kind of shit.
Interesting.
She's not going to date bad boys.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I think she's going to do it to spite you.
Why?
I just think she is.
I don't.
Because that's what all daughters grow up to do. You think she's your little princess. Little do you realize that she's probably already got three boys that she's got wrapped around her finger at daycare. And she, one of them's going to grow up to kill you.
No. She is the ringleader at daycare, though. I will
I
give you that.
I bet she is.
She is.
I bet she is. The exotic ones always are. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, she probably understands that the alphabet has 26 letters, whereas most of the kids down there don't.
They only think there's like vowels. Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think she'll grow up to be like that.
No?
Nope.
I don't know. Just you wait. Just you wait. I think she's going to be smoking out behind the shed. I think she's going to be hot wiring cars. She's going to be wearing Daisy Dukes.
No.
Yeah, no. I think so.
Nope.
I think so.
Not going to let her.
She's going to be the Lindsay Lohan of your family.
Oh, dear God. Well, that makes me Michael Lohan. That just depresses me now, John.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, you were speaking about UFOs before.
I was?
Yeah. There's a...
Really?
I just found a thing on the internet that UFO sightings have increased 67% in 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. The Mutual UFO Network, the largest privately funded UFO research organization in the world, says that more people than ever are reporting unidentified flying objects, mostly in the United States and Canada. Over the past year, we've been averaging 500 sightings a month compared to about 300 3 years ago. Wow.
See, they're coming back.
So far this week, mysterious aerial lights in Laredo, Texas, and Kansas City, Missouri, lived up to, and at least initially, the strict definition of UFOs, namely unidentified flying objects. Wow. And they say 5% of all UFO reports are not easily explained.
That's why they're called UFO reports and not IFO reports.
Well, I think what they're saying is, like, lots of people give UFO reports that are then, they're like, oh, that was just a plane. But 5% of
balloon.
Them... Or a balloon. And 5% of them they can't do that with. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Hmm.
Maybe they are landing. Maybe this is it.
This could be it. You see more and more crop circles and... You know, I just want Michelle Bachmann to go back to the mothership. That's all. That's it.
Her and her
you
gay
know,
husband.
Her and her gay husband. They can take Sarah Palin with her. I don't care. I really don't care. I just want all these whack jobs to, you know, leave me alone.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about Michelle Bachmann. I think she's absolutely crazy, and the United States people would be idiots to put her in office, but stranger things have happened, so.
It's going to be very bizarre. Very bizarre, but, you know, these people are coming our way.
I don't know. I don't really know how far she's going to get.
She won Iowa.
Yeah, but it's Iowa, dude.
Look, we let idiots vote. That's all I gotta say. We let idiots vote.
See, I think that you should have to take a test.
Before you vote?
Before you're allowed to vote. You know, just like a basic government exam, like name the parts of the government, who answers to who, how is this all like connected, maybe even know the amendments.
But you can't do that because that wouldn't be fair, because we're a fair country and everybody has the right to vote unless they're a felon.
Everybody has technically the right to drive, but you still have to be licensed to do it.
I suppose.
You know, if they made it, if they put something in place to where you had to take a test in order to have a kid.
Oh, well, then, you know, daycares would be empty.
But, you know, I think, like, you do that, you make it hard to vote, you make it hard to...
But see, you make it hard to vote, then people aren't going to vote. And then you're only going to have those idiots with money paying for votes.
Okay, well, okay. Let's flip it then. What if we made it to where we use the same system that American Idol uses? You call in, you use your social security number so that once it's locked in, you can't vote again.
And well, yeah, but they'll use the social security numbers of dead people.
Trying to help, John.
You're not helping. See? I mean, no. You're not helping. Okay. No.
Well, fuck, dude. And how do we change it?
I don't think we can. Unless we go back to, say, we go back to a full-on monarchy.
John for king?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get right on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know, that Pope thing didn't work out, so why not king? I just think it's kind of, you know, you're not going to fix it. Plain and simple.
Do you think we're going to get out of this recession? Or do you think this is...
No, I think we're in the toilet.
Okay.
We're in the toilet and...
Forever.
Well, yeah, because that's where they want us. Seriously. I mean, you don't want an educated public. You don't want a public that will actually exercise its rights against the government.
Right.
You want people who are just going to, lay back and be passive, and that's all there is to it.
There's no way to change it?
It's going to take a lot of rat poison.
I don't know. You don't want to hold out hope that maybe we can turn this around? Maybe if we do some kind of initiative like they did back in the Great Depression, that we can turn this around back to where we were?
What kind of... I don't know. I just don't see it happening.
I mean, the infrastructure of the United States is falling apart as far as roads.
But the infrastructure
and bridges and
of all
shit.
Major countries are falling apart.
Well, I know, but if we make an initiative...
I mean, how many of these little dictatorships are just collapsing out in the Middle East right now?
Well, yeah, but that's the unrest of the public in a lot of cases. In Egypt and Libya and all that stuff, that's the unrest of the people that are tired of it. So maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should go storm Washington. No?
I don't know. Don't know.
I mean, where was it? Was it France where they rioted because they raised
they
the age
more...
of retirement?
Yes.
See? Like here people would bitch about it on Twitter and then it would just go away. But if they actually like got organized and fucking did something about it better than the teabag people.
But I think we're just... I don't know. I mean, I'm almost to the point where I think people have to be told how to think.
Well,
there has to be one person in the world who's in charge.
We'll see.
A big giant head somewhere just floating up there in space telling us what to think.
The great head like in Third Rock from the Sun?
Yes. That's it. William Shatner?
King of the world.
That's what it would take. William Shatner for King of the World.
Hey, he might do okay.
He might, because he would sit there, he would tell it exactly what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that all goes back to people should have to be licensed to have kids, because, I mean, it's been statistically proven that lower IQ people have more kids than higher IQ people. I think the last statistic I saw was low IQ has a average of 5.5 kids, and higher IQ has an average of 1.5. You know, it's that kind of thing that just generates dumb people into the gene pool, and then...
Well, then maybe we should find some unobtrusive way to sterilize people. We just say, you know what? You just look stupid. Zap. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go about your business. Why not? Why not? It could be like the Chinese one-child law.
Okay.
Where, you know, you cannot have more than one cross-eyed kid with three toes on one foot.
I think they just tried to enforce that with pets, too.
I think it would be a good idea.
So, okay. So we create an agency that runs around finding stupid people and...
Oh, you don't have to look that hard.
The equivalent of spaying and neutering stupid people.
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be ideal.
Bob Barker is a spokesperson?
Remember, folks, spay and neuter your rednecks. Because eventually you'll weed those people out of society.
So, okay.
Because if you don't allow those genes to go on and on.
Right.
Then you and eventually I get, they die off.
You and I get hired to head up a team of people that goes around and spays and neuters stupid people. What do you think the criteria is that we look for?
Mullet. You drive a Camaro.
You're orange.
You're orange, see? You're 400 pounds and you're wearing yoga pants. You smell like poop.
Well, what if you're 400 pounds but you're really bright?
Yeah, sorry, no. No.
So now we're going beyond stupid people. Now it's spay and neuter.
Embarrassments to the human race. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Who else do we spay and neuter?
Strippers who are missing teeth. People who have boa constrictors as pets. People with those big tattoos across their chest.
That says, like, life? Or whatever.
Or every rose has a thorn, or, yeah, anything like that.
We'd have to do that to Cheryl's daughter.
Like I said, we're going to weed these people out.
Okay.
If you have a flock of seagulls haircut.
So, stupid people, embarrassing people, large people.
Yes.
Okay. So that wipes out most of Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
Alabama.
They become national parks. Think about it.
I'll have to move out of here before we start doing that. Just to be on
Why?
The safe
then
side.
Why? Then you could be like the warden of the park.
See all this land? This is mine.
See?
Me and like two other people. Held up with rifles, just
yes.
Picking off stupid people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Kind of like a zombie outbreak.
It'd be a stupid outbreak. Dang it, we got more stupid! Back!
Rules still apply, you still have to shoot them twice in the head.
Oh yeah, just to make sure.
Instead of zombie land, it's stupid land.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're a former celebrity and you piss on an airplane, I think they have the right to take you down at that moment.
Well, yeah, what is going on with people pissing on airplanes?
I don't know. Again!
Because there was Gerard Depardieu. Did you see the other story? Where
no.
The drunk dude walked down the aisle and pissed on an 11-year-old girl?
Again.
He was waiting. And I think, for some reason, I want to say he was somewhat famous, too.
If we could wipe stupid off the face of the earth.
Right.
That'd be great, because we could get rid of, like, the pork rind industry.
I guess he's somewhat of a famous skier. He was on the U.S. ski team.
Ooh, okay.
He urinated on a 12-year-old girl during an overnight flight and was booted from the U.S. ski team. Apparently he was drunk. And
no.
Let's see.
Now, see, what would make this story better is that he wasn't drunk and knew exactly what he was doing, And the kid was screaming for the entire flight, and he was going to shut her up.
And then just pissed on her?
And he just pissed on her.
Between, I guess he passed out at some point. He remembers boarding the flight and later passing out. He reported that the alcohol hit him during the flight, and the next thing he remembers is being yelled at by the girl's father. He got up at about 2:30 a.m., staggered to seat 15A, and urinated on a sleeping 12-year-old girl. When the girl's dad returned from taking the older daughter to the restroom, he caught the dude in the act. The court paper said that the dad described the leaky teen as out of it. And I guess when they landed, they took him into custody, where he was promptly kicked off the U.S. ski team.
But what was he charged with?
He was charged...
unlawful pissing?
A federal indecent exposure charge. And that could send him to prison for a year. And a fine of up to $1,000. So, yeah. All kinds of people pissing on airplanes.
That's just incredible.
The best part is that the picture of him in this New York Post article, he's wearing a cowboy hat and holding a shotgun.
I know him!
I think I saw him in Walmart. I don't know, dude. It just and I guess the thing with Gerard Depardieu was that he just stood up and pissed where he was sitting.
Yeah.
This article calls him Gerard Depardieu douchebag. He said that he'll gladly show. I guess he stood up and yelled at this chick. And the thing that it says that Gerard Depardieu douchebag will throw shade at this chick and will gladly show a bitch he's not joking by filling an airplane cabin with the rotten scent of French bladder wine. I think I just found the title for this week's episode.
See, people are stupid. There has to be a way to bring society back from the brink of doom. There has to be.
Now, do you think we get wiped out by stupidity, or do you think that...
Yes.
As a species, do we de-evolve?
Well, I think we already have de-evolved.
Yeah.
I mean, tramp stamps and... carving the, you know, the logos of sports teams into your crew cuss and all those things.
Well, I think that just falls into the whole category of stupid people.
See? If we got rid of them, of course, then we'd have nothing to talk about. But I'm sure we could find something else to talk about.
Yeah. I don't know. You think they wipe us out violently? Or do you think it's like you just die in your sleep from the weight of...
Of stupidness. No, because anybody can get a job in a nuclear power plant these days. And I just think that, you know, he's going to be taking a bong hit.
Right.
And gets distracted by, I don't know, a dust ball and tries to track it down, smack it, and ends up blowing us all up.
Here's a question. Okay. Totally unrelated.
No more questions.
Yes.
I'm done. No.
Okay, so everybody says they want to die in their sleep, right? Everybody says that that's the way to go. Everybody says, I want to die peacefully in my sleep.
You don't want to see it coming?
Well, okay, here's my question. There's a chemical in your brain called DMT that is one of the most powerful hallucinogenic drugs known to man. And it is found in all organic life forms. It's found in certain plants. It's found in most animals. Anything that's considered alive. Okay. When you can get apparently DMT as a drug that people take, and they say that they see all kinds of weird shit that kind of throws them right into like this weird reality. And it's found two times in humans a lot. It's found when we're dreaming, and at the moment of our death, there's a huge DMT spike, which lots of people, lots of scientists say that's why people see their lives flash before their eyes, because it's this large rush of hallucinogenics. So my question is, if you die when you're sleeping and say there is a heaven, let's say all the wacky Christians are right and you die and you go to heaven. If you die while dreaming and you have this weird hallucinogenic reaction, do you think you're still dreaming when you're in heaven?
Well, you'd think whatever... Well, obviously your brain did, so you don't think at all.
Well, okay, but you're dreaming and then all of a sudden you're dead.
Right.
And the last thing that your consciousness or your soul or whatever that you experience is you're Superman and you're flying or whatever. And then All of a sudden the dream switches and now you're dead and you're standing in heaven. Do you continue to think that you're dreaming?
Well, no, because you no longer have any of those electric impulses in your brain to
you just give you that information. Know that you're gone? Hey, it's
well,
heaven.
Some people know that. Some people hang around.
That's where we get ghosts from?
That's where we get ghosts from.
See, we're saving all your ghost stories for October.
It's coming up soon.
I know. We're going to save all that for October, because you have a lot of good stories.
Oh,
and since it's Halloween, yeah, we're going to tease that shit for now until October, so.
Well, that's interesting. You know, since we're talking about dying, I don't know if you had seen this news article, but this 57-year-old man in Ireland was charged when he ordered his German Shepherd to have sex with a 43-year-old mother of four that he met in a chat room. Apparently, after the act, the woman had an allergic reaction and died.
To dog semen?
Or dog breath, maybe. But according to the Irish police, the sex was consensual.
So this dude meets his chick in a chat room and says, "You want to come over for some fun?" She says, "Sure." She shows up and she goes, "All right, fuck this German Shepherd." And she says, "Okay."
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Was it like a Craigslist thing?
No, it was apparently a fetish chat room.
About having sex with animals?
I don't know if they're that specific. Oh, apparently it was a bestiality internet chat room. So, and the police are satisfied that the intercourse was consensual.
So that's an accidental death by dog.
Well, she had anaphylaxis. Doesn't say what she was allergic to, just that, you know, it was an allergy.
It had to be dog semen, though, I would assume.
You don't think the dog wore a condom?
I'm sure she stopped and rolled it on it.
I probably did, using her teeth.
That's one thing I've never understood, is bestiality. Or necrophilia.
See, that's two things.
Or animal necrophilia.
Oh, like fucking a dead dog?
Yeah. I thought the cat was alive when I was fucking it.
Or what about stuffing a dead dog and using that as a sex toy?
I'd rather buy a fleshlight.
Hey, sponsorship!
If we get the numbers, I'm sure they would.
Yeah. Well, I think this has been a perfectly good waste of another hour to paraphrase another talk show.
What are you talking about?
Click and clack at the end of the show. They always say, "Well, you've wasted another perfectly good hour." And so, we didn't give any car repair tips.
Okay, give a car repair tip.
Always change your oil. And if you're in the Afghan military, do not fart. At least don't let them hear you.
Why? What's that story?
It's considered rude.
In the Afghan military?
Well, the U.S. Marines over there, they have new orders. But they're not allowed to audibly fart in front of the Afghans.
Is that an actual order?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a big news story this past week. You didn't see that?
No. I missed the farting orders.
No, nobody's ever had to pull you aside and say, hey, you know what? You need to knock off the farting.
Just once. But as I seem to recall, I won that case, so fuck yes. That bitch.
Oh. Yeah, all right.
We'll save that story for when Mike's on.
Oh, great.
Soon. I got an email from him. He's been traveling, so.
Traveling man.
Yeah, he travels for work, and I was going to try to get him on today, but I suddenly realized that he's dealing with a hurricane. So, hopefully next week.
Excellent.
Or
special might have guest.
Yeah. Or Mario. We might get Mario on.
Oh. Interesting.
Mario wanted to take off work to be on the podcast, and I was like, dude, no. We do one every week. You don't have to take off specifically to do this. We will get you on. Don't worry about it.
Excellent.
So.
Excellent.
And then, I was thinking maybe we could get, like, Gail and Mitch on.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
No?
No, because you'd have to spray the microphone with essence of beef and then eat it. And, yeah, not going to happen.
Oh. Okay.
But there would be two more candidates for, like, being wiped out because of stupidity. In fact, you could probably kill one with the other.
See, I think that would be a perfect crime, wouldn't it? You pick up one of them. You pick the skinny one up by his ankles, and you kill the fat one with them.
See, I was thinking, you get the fat one, and you buy him like 3 dozen Big Macs, and then he has a heart attack and falls on top of a little one.
Oh, okay.
And then you can't even be traced to it.
Well, there you go.
They won't find your fingerprints around his ankles. They're gonna go, "Wow, that guy was hungry."
There was one of my memories, and it's not a fond memory, but it's one of my memories of working in that god-awful place. When I worked extensively in that office, we went to lunch one day, and it was me, the skinny one, the fat one, and Jeff, the dead
religious
one. No, the dead one.
Oh, that one. Oh, and pizza guy.
Yeah, and we were sitting there eating, and the fat one suddenly started to choke on something, and we all kind of looked around the table like, how do we give him the Heimlich maneuver? And he wound up puking up whatever the hell he was eating.
Oh, that's awesome. And
got up and went to the bathroom, and we all just kind of pushed our plates away. It's like, well, I guess we're done eating. Memories. That's why I'm glad I got out of that office and I got to work with you. Because you at least kept things fun and interesting.
Oh, those are stories for another time.
It is. It is.
After I leave that place.
Well, we can creatively tell them.
We can.
We can.
We can.
And we will.
Yes, at some point. Jinx.
Yep. So, John, you have anything else to talk about this week?
No. Not really.
We each got to bring something to talk about next week.
We do? Well, here's something we can start working on.
Okay, what?
Well, according to a popular email that was forwarded, whales produce 400 gallons of sperm, most of which ends up keeping the ocean nice and salty.
Oh.
So, next time you get a mouthful when you're down at the beach, you made it to third base with a whale.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And that's a great place.
Go with a big bang.
That's a great place to leave it for this week.
Yes.
So, like always, if you want to get in touch with us, it's info@dancemonkeypodcast.com, or Twitter is @DanceMonkeyPod. You can visit our websites off of the DanceMonkeyPodcast.com. You can go see my brand new show reel I just put up. You can see John's pictures on his. Is that still what it is, John, pictures?
Yes, it's still what it is.
Okay. So get in touch with us. Let us know what you think.
Just keep those cards and letters coming.
That's right. Let us know that we piss you off or that you can't stand us, whatever. We can take the criticism.
And if you're a juggalo, we'd like to hear from you.
So, I guess until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. Say bye, John.
Bye, John.